Ed.
It's the worst nightmare for, I'm sure, the superintendent. Worst nightmare for the families, worst nightmare for the teachers.
18 people were hurt in what was a five-vehicle collision. The other three people killed were all in a passenger car. The wreck took place on westbound I-70, about 26 miles east of Columbus. The NTSB is investigating. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin filed a motion asking a judge to throw out his conviction for murdering George Floyd in 2020, citing his communications with a doctor in Kansas who believes Floyd did not die from asphyxia due to Chauvin's actions. Federal appeals court ruled that auctioning federal leases for oil and gas drilling in the Gulf of Mexico must take place next month, despite environmentalist efforts to fight the sale and the Biden administration's efforts to scale it back. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Craigscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Jim Vandenhoevel, our very special guest, Vietnam vet. Again, you had to be saying to yourself, I am not on the farm in freedom anymore.
You know, it was scary for a while, but then you realize, and we all realize in our platoon, we kind of laugh about it because you had to keep your sanity, and that was one of the ways you did it. You almost got taken out today, and if you didn't do that, you wouldn't be able to stay focused on your job.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Family Field Bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he said he'll sign it. It spends more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field. The amended bill passed the state Senate Tuesday morning and then the Assembly late in the afternoon. The amended bill asks more of the Brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-Brewer events at the stadium. Expect slow going if you're traveling home for Thanksgiving. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. Expect delays up to 80% longer than normal. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win but lose a player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks get the win over the Chicago Bulls last night at Fiserv Forum, the final 118-109, but the team learned that they will be without forward Jay Crowder for 2 months. He needs surgery to repair a groin injury. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You know, let's talk about Jay. It's going to be hard not to have him. His presence is very important to the team, making great plays offensively, so he's definitely going to be missed.
The Bucks head to Toronto to play the Raptors tomorrow night. Baseball. Reports say it appears that the Brewers will name bench coach Pat Murphy as the team's new manager. Craig Counsell says Cubs president Jed Hoyer called and met with him the first day he was a free agent.
Like, the organization is just in great health. Jed presented a very compelling vision of that. It is time to be a Cub. There is momentum happening here, and it feels close.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 43. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 60. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 40. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 49.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday afternoon fight edition, Dub.
Hey,
for a change, it might not be us.
It's not us. No, not us. We're the lovers, man, not the fighters. Good to see you, Nate, working the board, doing the hard work today. Thank you, Nate. Of course, our fair audience. Happy Tuesday to us all.
We've had at least two brouhahas in D.C. today, Doug. Little red-on-red violence. Apparently, the former speaker, Kevin McCarthy, accused of kidney elbowing one of the guys that voted him out of the speakership. So you can see where there might be some bad blood going on there, Dom. And the other one, a GOP senator, literally said, "I will fight you," during an open Senate hearing. Wanted to fight a guy, Dom. What the hell is going on here?
That's no lie.
And a lot of bros, man, a lot of bros in the Republican Party these days.
You know, it's interesting. I was seeking coverage of the little run-in, the brouhaha between the former speaker, the alleged brouhaha, because, you know, he sort of half denies it and sort of half acknowledges it. But here's what I found at the ABC News. Tennessee Rep. Tim Burkett, one of the eight Republicans who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy from the speakership last month, claimed to ABC News that McCarthy elbowed him in the back after the House GOP meeting on Tuesday morning. They went into a caucus meeting. He came out to do a little NPR interview, this Burkett, and McCarthy comes out and gives him a little kidney shot.
Wow.
He just elbowed me in the kidneys. It was deliberate. It was a cheap shot, he said. Now, McCarthy denied this, according to an NPR reporter who said she witnessed part of the altercation and published the audio of what she saw. He later told ABC News senior correspondent Rachel Scott, "I would not hit him in the kidney. I guess our shoulders hit because Burchett runs up to me afterwards. I didn't know what he was talking about." And then McCarthy, the former speaker, says this, "If I would hit somebody, they would know I hit him."
Oh, see, it just keeps getting more bro sesh every day with these folks.
Burchett said he was speaking to an NPR reporter, and I've heard him describe it. He went on the Clay and Buck immediately to complained mightily, snowflake status and all that kind of stuff. Victimhood, Dom. Burchett said he was speaking to an NPR reporter when McCarthy walked behind him and allegedly, Dom, put his elbow intentionally into Burkett's back. Burkett said he was pushed forward and then followed McCarthy down the hallway to confront him. I chased after him. I mean, because, you know, you're sitting there thinking, what the heck just happened? According to the NPR reporter, Burchett asked McCarthy, why'd you walk behind me and elbow me in the back? The former speaker responded, I didn't elbow you in the back. And Burchett replied, you got no guts. You did so. Very mature. Now
we've had both of these gentlemen. I mean, really living up to their standing in office.
Dominic on Tuesday afternoon asked to respond to Florida Rep. Matt Gaetz, another Republican critic, filing an ethics complaint against him over the alleged episode. McCarthy jokingly expressed relief, adding that he may run for re-election just so he can be the chairman of the House Ethics Committee in the 119th Congress. Gaetz has long been under ethics investigation, but he's pushed back, suggesting it's politically motivated. McCarthy also said he had no knowledge, Dom, of the alleged shoulder-checking former Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger, as Kinzinger wrote about in the book, you're bringing something up I know nothing of, he said. I don't know what that means. Kinzinger accused him also of shoulder-checking him? Is he an old hockey guy? I mean, I thought McCarthy was from California, but maybe he grew up on the icy rinks in Minnesota or northern Wisconsin, Tom. Maybe he thinks he's one of the Hansen triplets.
And
just, those guys used to put tinfoil on their knuckles.
I had to look it up. Polling for Congress as a whole, congressional job approval. I saw this one from, looks like last week, Economist YouGov. Congress has an approval rating of 18, disapprove of 63. Wonder why that is. Low,
the disapproval could be higher.
I mean, it could be higher. I mean, Biden's more than almost triple the approval of Congress. But I bet, you know, they're trying to get just a little bit lower.
Now, we've also got some sound of the other near fight that happened in the Congress on the